Welcome to the Distro One Micro Show, Episode 7. It's bigger on the inside.
Welcome to the Distro One Micro Show, Episode 7.
The show that takes random topics from popular culture. This is the Distro One Micro Show, and getting right into it, we are discussing kind of a hybrid fanfic, fan art amalgamation where a person actually mapped the interior of the TARDIS.
Yes. The intro that kind of got me excited about this was I saw someone had just put a fan creates intricate maps of the TARDIS, and I was like, fuck yeah, I'm on board.
Right.
So we went and we started checking it out, and so we wanted to tell you a little bit about it.
Yeah, and actually, it's kind of a series of images. Actually, these are done, I believe, a lot of it in Illustrator, a lot of it in GIMP, I believe. And the level of detail is actually really good. They kind of starts with some, like it would be a pamphlet style, with like a table of contents and a disclaimer. But then it goes into, one of the first is actually, well, of course, one of the main parts of this would be the console room.
Yep, floor zero.
Yep.
And throughout each one of these maps, they have like different points of interest. And because, well, the TARDIS is obviously bigger on the inside,
right.
They have like a special, like, what, subway system? Or a rail?
Yeah, like shuttle a train, system. Shuttle system,
that's what it is. And basically the shuttle shuttles you between each one of these floors and levels. And the main level has a bunch of different interesting things. Like, of course, the main console section where things happen.
Yes, actually labeled where things happen.
Slightly outside of that ring is explosions may occur. Because, well, you know, in piloting the TARDIS, you have issues from time to time, as all good fans know.
Yes, from explosions. Yes.
There's a doorway that says the way out right next to it. Then, like on the exterior of like that map, it has arrows that say police box, indicating that this entire area, this giant circle, is encompassed in that little police box.
Nice.
And then there's fun stuff in there too, like a wardrobe and like an area for hats and a mirror room and just weird stuff like that.
Yeah, and there's even a cafe, I believe, in the lower right, with such areas on the map like sit here, and or here, and also here, for the cafe. So, and also there's who would be remiss if they didn't have the area that has parts for robots. And this is all kind of taking place within the console room map.
The next map that's listed is floor AX11, the library. And there's a few little interesting things in there. And we're not going to spoil the whole thing here on this podcast.
Right.
So we want you to take a look at it. But one point of interest, dear to our hearts, comics. He has an entire comic section in his library.
Which is good to know. Thank you, Doctor, for being a fan of the sequential art. Yes, going in, then going back, other level would be, which looks to be like an actual globe of a planet, which would be floor J17, known as Outside In, and they have such areas on the map as the Gulf of Diminishing Returns, there's the Sea, Ghost Town, there's the Cupcake Islands.
There's a section on the map marked lobsters.
Yes, and also shipwreck. So it's interesting kind of outdoor.
There's some symbols on there for mountains, and then underneath it says mountains in parentheses borrowed.
Nice,
which I love.
Yeah, a lot of little clever, humorous little labels and areas throughout all of these maps. And then coming back, then delving deeper within the TARDIS. You have floor donut, which is in the shape of a giant donut, and this is the recreation center.
And in the recreation center, there's points within the ring that are mapped, that kind of look like a donut. And in those points, there's like cricket pitch, there's an ice cream truck, laser tag,
Pac-Man, and also Miss Pac-Man.
Dogs have joined us. They wanted to chime in. Yep. And then one that I thought would be really interesting and right along the lines of the Doctor, Puppet Theater.
The Puppet Theater. Yes. So all of that is within floor donut of the recreation center.
The next floor is Floor Nelson, the shipyard. Not going to go into too much detail, as we'd like you to experience some of this for yourself.
Yes, yes.
Next we have Floor 809, the Aether.
Continuing on, there's Floor Tuesday, a memorial, kind of in the shape of crescent moons, kind of inverted crescent moons and different things.
And it seems that there's a larger crescent moon on the exterior, and then there's subsequent inner crescent moons that are much smaller within. There's a shuttle stop.
Yep.
To get you here.
Yes.
There's a few little interesting things, and they seem to be color-coded, like relative to like the theme of each one of the layers of the crescent moons. And then we're moving on.
Floor 12, known as the Cathedral.
And within the cathedral is an untempered schism.
Yes, yes. And it's nice to know that in the map it says locked. So you can't be messing around with too much time and space stuff there.
That makes us wonder if it's actually time locked.
Yes, yes. It could be something to do with the time war. Perhaps.
But, I mean, what TARDIS wouldn't be complete without an untempered schism?
Yeah, somewhere, yeah.
Next we have Floor Ampersand.
Yes, known as the Gardens, which is actually, of course, in the shape of a giant ampersand. So, different things like dark woods, and, let's see, what else do we have in there? The Fairmount, let's see, Quiet Reflection, I guess there's an area for Quiet Reflection.
Yeah, and it's kind of like shaped like a garden maze, but in the shape of an ampersand.
Yes.
Next we have Floor Last.
The Catacombs, I guess having a lot of just series of passageways, almost a very like an intricate maze looking area.
It's almost like 3D intersecting passageways.
Right.
And then they're all labeled, and we're going to leave some of that to your imagination, because right. you should take an opportunity to look through this.
Yeah, definitely check this out. Also, Floor Square. This is something you kind of have to see to really visualize. I don't think words could do it justice. It's just a lot of three-dimensional kind of patterns and things going on there. And a lot of like different symbols.
For anyone that's familiar with chaos theory, it kind of looks like a fractal.
Right. Okay, yeah.
And finally, we have the Appendix 1, which is the shuttle schedule, and it basically identifies how to get to and fro within the land of the TARDIS.
Yes, yes. And then in the different nice little, you can talk about the fares there of the shuttle.
Yeah, it has some says some interesting fares.
Yeah, so basically the base fare for the shuttle service is listed simply as Goodwill.
And then you have a zone fare of one smile per.
Yeah.
There's also some other ones. There's a loyalty pass,
yeah,
which is obviously a TARDIS key, but there's some more information about it there as well. Yeah. And then finally, you have the, I guess, in-flight menu.
In-flight menu.
Containing, for our current doctor, of course, fish sticks and custard.
Yes, or the fish fingers, as they may call them in the UK.
Fish fingers and custard.
So, yeah, it's actually really detailed and really well done. And you can check this out. I know we're going to post some links on the show notes, but this is the Flickr on the person's Flickr page. I know they go by the handle alibifactory.livejournal.com is where we found this. And also posted to the main Doctor Who fiction, which would be dwfiction.livejournal.com as well.
Yeah. So that's the time we have.
This is all of it. And look for a full link show coming to you in the next couple of weeks, and look for us then. And also check out, we're going to be discussing the big news from the BBC that Matt Smith will be leaving Doctor Who. So look for that, and we will talk to you next time.
Talk to you next time.